We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Friday, October 17th, 2025. The Citizens Utility Board and Illinois Public Interest Research Group held a media briefing yesterday to discuss the impacts of the potential gas rate hike by Ameren, Illinois. CUB's Director of Communication, Jim Chilson, spoke in the briefing on behalf of residents who currently have an account with Ameren.
Ameren is pushing for $128.8 million in higher delivery gas rates. But recently, two regulatory judges recommended that the Illinois Commerce Commission cut Ameren's rate hike by about a third, or about $44 million.
This proposed gas hike would be the fourth in 7 years, according to CUB's news release issued yesterday.
For the sake of Ameren's customers who have suffered through one gas rate hike after another, we urge the Illinois Commerce Commission to go far beyond the proposed order and slash Ameren's money grab.
According to Chilson, Ameren has increased gas delivery rates by roughly $200 million, or 50%, since 2018. He also noted that Ameren's parent company has increased annual profits by roughly 45%, and that Ameren, Illinois specifically has doubled in profits. The estimated increase for consumers each month would be roughly $10, or 13%, according to the news release. The ICC will make its final ruling on the rate hike by December 1st.
As winter approaches, consumers should never be forced to choose between turning on the heat and putting food on the table.
Moving on to the arts, esoteric as ever, jazz pianist Herbie Hancock and his ensemble played a magisterial, almost 2.5-hour show at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts last night. Hancock, 85, played his age in the best way possible, showcasing his decades-long accumulation of piano improvisation combined with an apparently immortal youthful exuberance. At the end of the show, he brought out his retro-vintage keytar and started bouncing around the stage. His ensemble complimented him wonderfully, especially guitarist Lionel Lueca and drummer Jalen Pitino, who, after his Yankees hat fell off during a solo, finished it with flair worthy of the finale of the movie Whiplash. Hancock, pausing for a synthesized musical monologue, said during the concert, quote, "No one is replaceable," end quote. True to his word, Hancock is and always will be irreplaceable. From Herbie to Halloween, this Sunday, the annual Halloween costume parade will take place at the Lincoln Square Mall from 3 to 4:30 p.m. The event offers a spooktacular afternoon filled with family fun and candy at no cost to you. Along with the parade, activities will also be available, including food trucks and a bounce house. For more information about the parade, please visit ChambanaMoms.com. Zooming out, today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. The New York City mayoral debate took place yesterday at Rockefeller Center in Manhattan. Zohran Mamdani, Andrew Cuomo, and Curtis Sliwa discussed affordability, Israel-Palestine, and President Donald Trump. Next, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet up with Trump today in Washington, D.C. Zelensky has asked Trump to provide Ukraine with Tomahawk missiles, which have the power to strike deep into Russia. Next, tensions between Israel and Hamas threaten to jeopardize the ceasefire. Each side has accused the other of violating the ceasefire agreements by continuing to kill Palestinians and not returning the remains of deceased hostages. Meanwhile, Israel has yet to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza. In Africa, military leader Michael Rondriani-Rina was sworn in as president of Madagascar Friday. This occurred after a military takeover and protests that ousted former president Ange Ratwalna. The African Union suspended Madagascar over the coup. Lastly, Afghanistan and Pakistan agreed today to extend a ceasefire that went into place Wednesday. This comes after a week of fighting along the border, the most intense conflict between the two nations since the Taliban took power in Afghanistan in 2021. Finally, in the world of sports, it's almost time. The 2025-2026 Illinois Fighting Illini men's basketball season tips off soon, and the hype is real in Champaign. This past week, Illinois landed at number 17 in the AP preseason top 25 poll with 567 points, placing them just behind Iowa State among mid-tier ranked squads. But rankings mean little without fans, and in that department, the Illini have already delivered. In just 18 minutes, students snapped up 3,000 tickets for the Orange Crush student section, a new record. So when that first whistle blows, expect intensity and a full house this Sunday at 2 p.m. for their exhibition game against Illinois State. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Abby Tim, Mac Jones, Zaina Qureshi, Gavin Westlake, and Kennedy Caldwell. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.